ओम नमो शिवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 12 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन अगासुर टेक्स्ट 43। वयम धन्यतमालोके गुरोपि क्षत्र बंधवः यत् पीबामो मुहुस्तत् पुण्यं कृष्ण कथामृतम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। ओ माय लॉर्ड माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, ऑल्दो वी आर द लोएस्ट ऑफ क्षत्रियाज, वी आर ग्लोरिफाइड एंड बेनिफिटेड बिकॉज वी हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ ऑलवेज हियरिंग फ्रॉम यू द नेक्टर ऑफ द पायस एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ Godhead. Purport. The pious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very confidential. It is not ordinarily possible to hear such activities unless one is very, very fortunate. Parikshit Maharaj placed himself as Kshatra Bandhava, which means the lowest of the Kshatriyas. The qualities of the Kshatriyas are described in Bhagavad Gita, and although the general quality of the Kshatriya is Ishvara Bhava, the tendency to rule, a Kshatriya is not supposed to rule over a Brahmana. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit regretted that he had wanted to rule over the Brahmanas and had therefore been cursed. He considered himself the lowest of the Kshatriyas. Danam Ishvara Bhavascha Kshatra Karma Subhavajam, Bhagavad Gita 18.43. There was no doubt that Maharaj Parikshit had the good qualities of a Kshatriya, but as a devotee he presented himself with submissiveness and humility as the lowest of the Kshatriyas. Remembering his act of wrapping a dead serpent around the neck of a Brahmana, a student and disciple has the right to ask the Guru about any confidential service, and it is the duty of the Guru to explain these confidential matters to his disciple. We will also read the next verse because this is the last verse of this chapter. Text 44. Shri Suta Uvacha Itham Sva Prushta Satu Badharayani Statmaritananta Krutakhilendriyaha Krutshrat Punar Labdha Bahir Drushihi Shanai Pratyahatam Bhagavata Tato Tamamam. Translation. Suta Goswami said, O Shaunaka, greatest of saints and devotees, when Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami in this way, Shukadeva Goswami, immediately remembering the subject matters about Krishna within the core of his heart, externally lost contact with the actions of his senses. Thereafter, with great difficulty, he revived his external sensory perception and began to speak to Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna Katha. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 10th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Killing of the Demon Agasura. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this verse for my own purification. So now the katha is going on. Now this is the time of the interval. There is an intermission in between the show over here. So suppose some person, if he is seeing the television show, and that show must be very interesting, and the person is very much engrossed in viewing the television show, so he may try to accumulate so many information, and his brain is very busy in accumulating so much data. And sometimes he may relate what is that, the real life to his real life. Whatever is going on in the show to his real life. But because the brain is so busy accumulating so much data, so he may not be getting much time to contemplate on his real life. But suppose when the show is going on the TV, suddenly there is a caption, Rukawat ke liye khed hai. Sorry for the interruption. And then the data accumulation function of the brain, it stopped. Then he will start contemplating that what he can go through his previous background or flashback or whatever the things are going on. The same thing is happening over here. So Parikshit Maharaj, he was also engrossed in this Krishna Katha or Krishna Leela. And suddenly our Shukadev Goswami, he went into Leela Samadhi. He went into his own Samadhi state. So because of that, the data was not transmitted. So there is a rukawat ke liye khed hai. So now Parikshit Maharaj could have, now he got some time that he can contemplate what he can relate the latest pastime of the Agasur with his own life. And in the latest pastime of this Agasur, he was continuously hearing one word, Aga, 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 Aga. That means the sin, sin, sin. So because of that, that must be hampering on his brain. So again, he must have related this one, Aga, that is the sin, what he was committed in his previous times. So because of that, which this whole episode of Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. And one more thing is this Agha or this Aghasur, he also came in the form of the serpent. And that serpent is also has connection with his Agha or the sin which he committed for that sage. So because of that, now he becomes quite morose. And he was thinking that actually he is the Kshatriya, and the duty of the Kshatriya is to protect the Brahman class of people. But he had done a great blunder over here. So because of that, now he is thinking that he is a sinful person. He is not a Kshatriya. He is a Kshatra Bhandava. So that's why he has become morose now. Because he is connecting this pastime with his own life. So because of that, for some time, there is an interval over here. And later again, Shukadev Goswami, he will start the narration and again, the things will continue. But now, here, Parikshit Maharaj's greatest worry is that he become a Kshatra Bandhava. So what is this Kshatra Bandhava? Or the Kshatriya in only namesake. What are the problems or what are the troubles if the Kshatriya who is supposed to protect the Brahmanas, if he is not protecting, then what will happen? So that we will see today. So there was a king whose name was Kusha. And this Kusha has a son whose name was Kushanabha. And this Kushanabha has 6 daughters and 1 son. And the son's name was Gadhi. And Gadhi has got 2 children. One was the son whose name was the famous Vishwamitra. And the second, the daughter, her name was Satyavati. Because this lineage was connected with Kusha, so therefore Vishwamitra is also called as Kaushika. And Satyavati is also called as Kaushiki. And when this Vishwamitra, he becomes young, so that time he had been appointed as the king of the Kanyakubja. Kanyakubja is the present day Kanauj, which is 70 kilometers from Kanpur. It is the same place where our Ajamil pastime has also took place. So he was previously the king of that Kanyakubja over there. And it is the duty of the Kshatriyas that always they have to show their valor. If the war time is there, then they can go and they can fight. But when the war time is not there, when it is the peace time, during that also they need some practice. So because of that, they used to go for hunting excursions. So one day, the Vishwamitra, he went with his troop to the forest. And on that day, since morning, they were trying to hunt some of the animals. But somehow, it was almost a noon time, but they did not catch any animal. And they becomes very hungry and thirsty, and they wanted some shelter over there. And they were roaming, and ultimately they saw that there was one hermitage. They came over there, then they came to know that this is the hermitage of Vasishtha Muni. Because Vasishtha Muni was also residing in the state of this Vishwamitra over there. And when Vasishtha Muni could understand that Vishwamitra has come with all his troop, so he becomes very happy. And now he has to do guest reception. So he came, he welcomed Vishwamitra along with all his warriors, and he gave Argya, Padya, all those things, and sat him, and he talked very nice words. And after the discussion, he could understand that these people are very much fatigued. They may need some prasad and all these things. So Vasishtha, he requested Vishwamitra, why can't you people go to the nearby river? You can just take the bath, and during that time, I will make some preparation for your prasadam. And Vishwamitra was just thinking, దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ అ వెరీ పువర్ బ్రాహ్మణ, హౌ కెన్ హీ మేక్ సచ్ అన్ అరేంజ్మెంట్? బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ ఇఫ్ సమ్ అరౌండ్ సే అరౌండ్ 100 or 150 పీపుల్ కేమ్ టు మై ప్యాలెస్, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ దాట్ ఇన్ సమ్ 10-15 మినిట్స్ ఐ కెన్ ప్రిపేర్ ఫుడ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్. బట్ హియర్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ దట్ యూ జస్ట్ గో అండ్ హ్యావ్ అ బాత్ అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద ప్రసాదం యూ వాంటెడ్ దట్ విల్ బి రెడీ ఓవర్ హియర్. దిస్ క్యాన్ ఓన్లీ పాసిబుల్ ఇన్ సమ్ హోటల్స్ ఆర్ గోవిందాస్ వేర్ యూ కెన్ గో అండ్ గివ్ ఆర్డర్ అండ్ ద థింగ్స్ విల్ యూ కెన్ గెట్. బట్ హియర్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ దట్ యువర్ డిజైర్స్ విల్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. బట్ ఎనీవే, బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ సో ఫటీగ్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు హ్యావ్ అ బాత్, దే వెంట్ టు ద నియర్ బై రివర్, దే టుక్ ద బాత్ అండ్ మేబీ అబౌట్ హాఫ్ ఎన్ అవర్ దే రిటర్న్. సో వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఎంటరింగ్ సో దే హ్యావ్ అ నైస్ ఫ్రెగ్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సో మెనీ ఎడిబుల్ ఐటమ్స్, సో దే కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీ హ్యాడ్ మేడ్ అ వండర్ఫుల్ ప్రసాదం ఫార్ అస్ అండ్ దే సాట్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ దే హ్యావ్ గాట్ ద చప్పన్ భోగ్ దాట్ టైమ్. సో వెన్ విశ్వామిత్ర వాజ్ ఈటింగ్ బట్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ థింకింగ్ దట్ హౌ దిస్ పర్సన్ వశిష్ట క్యాన్ మేక్ సచ్ అన్ అరేంజ్మెంట్, బికాస్ ఇఫ్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్ కమ్ టు హీస్ ప్యాలెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హైలీ ఇంపాసిబుల్ ఫార్ హిమ్ టు ప్రిపేర్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఐటమ్స్. బట్ ఎనీవే హీ వాజ్ సో మచ్ హంగ్రీ సో హీ లెఫ్ట్ దట్ థాట్ అసైడ్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ అ నైస్ ఫీస్ట్ అండ్ వెన్ ద ఫీస్ట్ వాజ్ ఫినిష్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ అగైన్ సాట్ విత్ వశిష్ఠ ముని అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్ వశిష్ఠ ముని, ఐ హ్యావ్ సమ్ థాట్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు ఐ హ్యావ్ సమ్ క్వశ్చన్ డౌట్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు ఆస్క్ యూ. దెన్ వశిష్ఠ ఋషి టోల్డ్ దాట్ ఎనీవే దిస్ ఈస్ ద పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ గెస్ట్ రిసెప్షన్ దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సటిస్ఫై ద గెస్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్. దెన్ హీ ఆస్క్ హిజ్ ట్రేడ్ సీక్రెట్ దట్ హౌ యు ఆర్ మేనేజింగ్ టు ఫీడ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ లైక్ దిస్. ఎనీవే వశిష్ఠ ముని వాజ్ నాట్ ద బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్, ఇఫ్ హీ వాజ్ అ వైశ్య దెన్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టోల్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ బిజినెస్ ట్రేడ్, బట్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ సో హీ టోల్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. హీ హ్యాడ్ గాట్ దిస్ నందిని కౌ విచ్ ఇస్ ద డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కామధేను ఫ్రమ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్, బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ అండ్ బ్రాహ్మణ బిజినెస్ ఇస్ టు డూ డైలీ ది అగ్నిహోత్రస్ అండ్ ఫర్ అగ్నిహోత్ర హీ నీడ్ ద ఘీ అండ్ ఘీ విల్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ మిల్క్ అండ్ మిల్క్ విల్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కౌ, సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ హీ ఈస్ టోటలీ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ది నందిని కౌ. సో దట్స్ వై హీ టోల్డ్ దాట్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద కామధేను కౌ, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డిజైర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ బై దిస్. అండ్ వెన్ విశ్వామిత్ర హర్డ్ దాట్ దెన్ హీ బికమ్స్ లైక్ అవర్ కరెంట్ పొలిటీషియన్స్, హీ వాంటెడ్ టు మేక్ నేషనలైజేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ. లైక్ అవర్ పొలిటీషియన్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ సమ్ టెంపుల్స్ లైక్ తిరుపతి దే ఆర్ లైక్ గివింగ్ ఆల్ ది క్రీమ్, సో దే వాంటెడ్ టు టేక్ ఓవర్ ఆల్ దోస్, బట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ టెంపుల్స్ దేర్ నో వన్ ఈస్ కేరింగ్ బట్ ద గవర్నమెంట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. సో హియర్ విశ్వామిత్ర ఆల్సో వాంటెడ్ టు నేషనలైజ్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హీ టోల్డ్ దాట్ ఓకే ఎనీవే యువర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ దట్ యూ నీడ్ అ ఘీ, దెన్ వై యూ నీడ్ ద ఘీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ కౌ ఓన్లీ, సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ 1 crore కౌ, ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ 1 crore కౌ, సో యూ జస్ట్ గివ్ దిస్ వన్ బికాస్ ఇఫ్ ద నందిని ఈజ్ హియర్ యూ కెన్ సటిస్ఫై ఓన్లీ లిమిటెడ్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్, బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ మై క్యాపిటల్ దెన్ ఐ క్యాన్ సటిస్ఫై ద డిజైర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మై సిటిజన్. దెన్ వశిష్ఠ ముని టోల్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ బనియా ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ది బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ అండ్ మోర్ ఓవర్ షీఈస్ అవర్ మదర్ గో మాత, సో హౌ క్యాన్ వన్ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ సెల్ ద మదర్, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్, ఐ కెనాట్ డూ దాట్ వన్. దెన్ విశ్వామిత్ర గాట్ వెరీ మచ్ యాంగ్రీ, దెన్ యూ టోల్డ్ యూ డోంట్ నో హూ ఐఎమ్, ఐఎమ్ ద రూలర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ థింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ విచ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ దిస్ స్టేట్ దట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు మీ, సో ఐ కెన్ స్నాచ్ ఇట్. దెన్ వశిష్ఠ ముని టోల్డ్ దాట్ ఎనీవే యు ఆర్ ద క్షత్రియ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ, సో ఐ కెనాట్ ఫైట్ విత్ యూ, ఎనీవే యూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంటెడ్ టు డూ యూ డూ. దెన్ హీ సాట్ ఓవర్ దేర్ అండ్ హీ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ నౌ హీ విశ్వామిత్ర గోయింగ్ టు బై ఫోర్స్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫేస్ దిస్ నందిని కౌ. సో వశిష్ఠ ముని కేమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ నందిని అండ్ హీ జస్ట్ ప్రేడ్ టు హర్ దాట్ మదర్ ఐఎమ్ అనేబుల్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ, సో ప్లీజ్ హెల్ప్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, దట్స్ వాట్ హీ టోల్డ్. అండ్ వెన్ విశ్వామిత్ర జస్ట్ వెంట్ అవుట్ అండ్ హీ ఆర్డర్డ్ ఆల్ హిస్ సేనా వారియర్స్ దాట్ నౌ గో అండ్ జస్ట్ కిడ్నాప్ దిస్ కౌ అండ్ దే కేమ్ అండ్ దే వాంటెడ్ టు ట్రై టు కిడ్నాప్ ది టేక్ అవుట్ దిస్ నందిని కౌ. సో డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ టైమ్ దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ సోల్జర్స్ స్టార్టెడ్ కమింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ రేస్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ నందిని అండ్ దే ఇన్ విదిన్ నో ఫ్యూ సెకండ్స్ దే ఫినిష్డ్ అవర్ ఎంటైర్ దిస్ ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ విశ్వామిత్ర అండ్ విశ్వామిత్ర కుడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ టైమ్ విశ్వామిత్ర కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద బ్రహ్మ తేజ ఈజ్ వెరీ మచ్ పవర్ఫుల్ దాన్ ది క్షత్రియ తేజ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ద గ్రేట్ డిజైర్ నౌ దాట్ నౌ హీ ఆల్సో వాంటెడ్ టు బికమ్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు అక్యుములేట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మ తేజ యూ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ క్షత్రియ తేజ ఈజ్ సెకండరీ వన్ హీ వాంటెడ్ ద ప్రైమరీ వన్ సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ హీ కేమ్ టు కన్యాకుబ్జ అండ్ హీ హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్ ఆల్ హీస్ క్యాపిటల్ ద కింగ్డమ్ టు సమ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ రిలేటివ్స్ అండ్ హీ వెంట్ టు ద సదర్న్ డైరెక్షన్ టు డూ ది తపస్య సో బట్ స్టిల్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు టేక్ ద రివెంజ్ ఆన్ దిస్ వశిష్ఠ ముని అండ్ వెన్ వశిష్ఠ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ నౌ విశ్వామిత్ర హీ కెన్ డూ ఎనీ సో మచ్ హార్మ్ టు హీస్ నందిని అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ సో హీ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బెటర్ టు స్టే ఇన్ హీస్ కింగ్డమ్ సో హీ మైగ్రేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ హీ కేమ్ టు ద అదర్ సిటీ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ అయోధ్య సో దిస్ అయోధ్య ఈజ్ రూల్డ్ బై ద డిసెండెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వివస్వాన్ దెన్ ఇక్ష్వాకు సో డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ టైమ్ దెర్ వాజ్ వన్ కింగ్ హీ వాజ్ వెరీ ఓల్డ్ ఇన్ ఏజ్ హిజ్ నేమ్ వాజ్ త్రయ్యారుణ అండ్ దిస్ త్రయ్యారుణ ఇన్ హిజ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ హీ గాట్ వన్ సన్ హూజ్ నేమ్ వాజ్ సత్యవ్రత సో దిస్ సత్యవ్రత హీ వాజ్ అ వెరీ పెక్యులియర్ పర్సనాలిటీ హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో అ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ క్షత్రబంధు ఆల్దో హీ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ ద రాయల్ కింగ్డమ్ బట్ స్టిల్ హీ వాజ్ ఆల్సో లైక్ అ క్షత్రబంధు ఓన్లీ అండ్ హీ హాజ్ అ వెరీ పెక్యులియర్ మెంటాలిటీ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ మెడికల్ టర్మ్ యూ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ స్కిజోఫ్రేనియా ఆర్ హీ హాజ్ గాట్ సమ్ అబ్నార్మల్ సైకాలజీ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ అ వెరీ ల్యూడ్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ద ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఈజ్ హీ వాంటెడ్ ద గర్ల్స్ అండ్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ్ కమ్యూనిటీ హీజ్ ఐజ్ ఈజ్ ఆన్ ఓన్లీ ద బ్రాహ్మణ్ కమ్యూనిటీ గర్ల్స్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు టచ్ ద మ్యారీడ్ ఉమెన్ ఆర్ ది అన్మ్యారీడ్ గర్ల్స్ హీ యూస్ టు ఓన్లీ టేక్ దోస్ గర్ల్స్ హు ఆర్ అబౌట్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్ సో దాట్ వాజ్ హీజ్ స్కిజోఫ్రేనియా ఆర్ ది అబ్నార్మల్ సైకాలజీ సో దిస్ పర్సన్ హీ యూస్ టు గో విత్ హీస్ ఆల్ సో కాల్డ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ టు ది మ్యారేజ్ హాల్ అండ్ దే యూస్ టు బి డిస్గైజ్ దే యూస్ టు బి సైలెంట్ వెదర్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్వైటెడ్ ఆర్ అన్ఇన్వైటెడ్ దే యూస్ టు గో ఓవర్ దేర్ దే జస్ట్ హైడ్ ఇన్ ద అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ ద బ్రాహ్మినాస్ అండ్ వెన్ ద పాణిగ్రహణ మంత్ర దాట్ మాంగల్యం తంతునాలేన దాట్ యూస్ టు స్టార్ట్ సో డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ దే యూస్ టు గెట్ అప్ అండ్ దే యూస్ టు కిడ్నాప్ దాట్ గర్ల్ దే యూస్ టు టేక్ హర్ దే యూస్ టు రేప్ హర్ అండ్ కిల్ హర్ సో దిస్ వాజ్ ద థింగ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఫర్ సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ బట్ ద థింగ్ వాజ్ ద కింగ్ వాజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ ఓల్డ్ అండ్ సో మెనీ హీస్ సీక్రెట్ ఏజెంట్స్ దే ఆల్సో నాట్ రిపోర్టెడ్ టు ద కింగ్ అండ్ బికాస్ హీ హాస్ గాట్ ద ఓన్లీ సన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ సో దట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో థింకింగ్ వెదర్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు టేక్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ నాట్ సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ హీస్ పర్సన్ హీ వాజ్ అక్యుములేటింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ సిన్ సో వన్ డే ద సేమ్ థింగ్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇన్ అయోధ్య దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ బ్రాహ్మన్ అండ్ హర్ హీస్ డాటర్ వాజ్ అబౌట్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ట్రూప్ ఓవర్ దేర్ అండ్ యాజ్ యూజువల్ దే కిడ్నాప్ ద గర్ల్ అండ్ ద గెస్ట్ హూ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ అదర్ సైడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ దే బికమ్స్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ దే ఇమీడియట్లీ వెంట్ టు ద రాయల్ అసెంబ్లీ వేర్ త్రయ్యారుణ వాజ్ సీటెడ్ అండ్ దే టోల్డ్ వాట్ యువర్ సన్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ సచ్ అ నాన్సెన్సికల్ యాక్టివిటీ దెన్ త్రయ్యారుణ టోల్డ్ ఐ నెవర్ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ హీ బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఫ్యూరియస్ అండ్ యూ టోల్డ్ హిస్ వారియర్స్ దట్ నౌ యూ గో అండ్ జస్ట్ బ్రింగ్ మై సన్ ఓవర్ హియర్ సో దే బ్రాట్ హిస్ సన్ సత్యవ్రత్ ఓవర్ దేర్ అండ్ వెన్ సత్యవ్రత్ కేమ్ ఓవర్ దేర్ దెన్ హీ కాల్డ్ వశిష్ఠ సో డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ టైమ్ వశిష్ఠ బికమ్ ది రాయల్ ప్రీస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ త్రయ్యారుణ హీ వాజ్ ది రాజగురు ఆర్ ద కుల్ పురోహిత్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఓవర్ దేర్ అండ్ దిస్ త్రయ్యారుణ ఆస్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టెల్ సమ్ పనిష్మెంట్ ఫర్ దిస్ పర్సన్ దెన్ వశిష్ఠ టోల్డ్ దాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సమ్ పయోవ్రత్ ఆర్ సమ్ ఉదాంశు వ్రత్ బట్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హీ వాజ్ అ ల్యూడ్ పర్సన్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ నాట్ రెడీ టు డూ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ హీ టోల్డ్ దాట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ మీ టు డూ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దెన్ వశిష్ఠ టోల్డ్ దాట్ దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు వి గో అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కింగ్డమ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ అండ్ ఫర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు బి దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రింక్ ద మిల్క్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ కపిలా కపిలా మీన్స్ ది బ్లాక్ కౌ బికాస్ ది బ్లాక్ కౌ మిల్క్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ సమ్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ సో హీ టోల్డ్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఓన్లీ డ్రింక్ దిస్ మిల్క్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు బి దేర్ సో దాట్ విల్ బి యువర్ పనిష్మెంట్ అండ్ నౌ దిస్ సత్యవ్రత్ హీ బికమ్స్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ నాట్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ బట్ ఆన్ ద వశిష్ఠ ఋషి అండ్ హీ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ దాట్ యూ సీ మై ఫాదర్ హీఈస్ అ వెరీ ఓల్డ్ పర్సన్ హీ మే డై అట్ ఎనీ టైమ్ అండ్ నౌ ఐ ఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ ద కింగ్ ఓవర్ హియర్ బట్ నౌ దిస్ పర్సన్ వశిష్ఠ ఐ థింక్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు రూల్ ఓవర్ or take over this kingdom. So because of that, he is sending me out, away from this kingdom. So that was his understanding. But anyway, this was the order of the king, so he had to leave that place. So he left that. But he did not want to go to forest also. He just came out of the city limits of this Ayodhya. And outside the city limit of Ayodhya, there was the Chandal colony, where the outcast people used to stay. And he started living with those people, Chandalas. Although he was living with the Chandalas, but he did not take up the lifestyle of the Chandalas because he was a royal personality. So he used to every day go to the forest to hunt or to collect some fruits and all the different kinds of articles, and he used to honor that as his own food. So similarly, so many days are just going on. And during this 12 years, there was a big drought in the Ayodhya. And during that time, when Vishwamitra went to do the tapasya, during that time, his family, Vishwamitra's wife, and Vishwamitra has got 3 sons, they also migrated from Kanyakubja to the same place of this Ayodhya, and they were living over there. Because Vishwamitra was not there, and the earning of the livelihood for her children, that came on the head of the Vishwamitra's wife. So because this is a drought time, it was very difficult for her to accumulate the food and all other necessities. So one day, after 1 week, they didn't get anything to eat. So that time she decided that she is going to sell the middle son in the market, and whatever the money she will get, so that she will use for the livelihood of the other 2 sons and herself also. So what she did, because during that time there was a custom, if you wanted to sell some person, they used to put the garland made of grass on the neck of that person, and he used to be taken to the market and he used to be sold. So she was taking the middle son. He was wearing this grass garland and he was going. And he was a little child and he was just crying like anything. So on the way, they met this personality, Satyavrat. And he saw that this boy was just crying like anything. So he asked that why this person is crying. Then she narrated all their, whatever the problems are there. Then he told that you don't worry. So every day in front of your ashram, there is one banyan tree. So below that one, I will keep whatever the necessities are there for you. So please don't sell him. So please take him back. So this personality, the person who was, this child who was about to be sold, later he becomes a Galava Rishi, the great. The Gala means the neck, because in his neck the grass garland was there. So because of that, his name becomes a Galava Rishi. And he becomes a very exalted personality. And his ashram is in our Galtadi, that is the Jaipur. And he also brought Ganga. In that place there is a Galava Ganga is there. So this personality, he becomes a very great personality or later. And because he told his family that he is going to fulfill their whatever their desires are, their daily needs, so every day the Trishanku, he used to go to this Satyavrat, he used to go to this forest, he used to collect so many articles and used to bring and used to give to this family, and thus somehow they are surviving. But after some time, the severity of drought becomes very grave. And one day this Satyavrat, he also could not get any hunt or any food. So he becomes frustrated with hunger. And during that time, he came across the ashram of Vasishtha Muni. And he saw that there was this Nandini cow. It was just wandering here and there. And he saw nobody was there looking after this cow. And because he was very much hungry, and he decided that now he is going to kill that Nandini and he will eat the flesh of that cow. And he ultimately killed and he ate the flesh of that cow. And next day morning, the Vasishtha Rishi, he was just somewhere outside, he came and he was searching for the Nandini, but he could not find the Nandini cow over there. And he asked his sons also. The sons told, we also don't know. But later he could understand that who did all these things. So he becomes very furious. And he came where this Satyavrat, he was living over there. And he came and he was so much angry. And he cursed Satyavrat that because your activity is like of the Chandala, so better you become a Chandala. That's why he cursed. And because you become a Chandala, now I am going to give you a new name. and he called him as Trishanku. So this Trishanku is not his original name. This is given by the Vasishtha Muni. The Shanku means sins, and three means three. Because he did three sins, so because of that his name become Trishanku. The first one was he was not willing to agree what his father wanted to do that one. So because of that, he also got this Pitri Shapa. Then second is he abducted the Brahmin girls. So that was the second. And the third was the Gohatya and Gobams Bhakshan. So because of three sins, his name becomes Trishanku and he becomes Chandala. And after becoming Chandala, he thought that now there is nothing that I have going to stay over here. So he left that place and he was just wandering here and there. And he used to go to so many sages and he used to beg them, request them, so please make me so that I am come out of this Chandalatva. But they are telling that this is very difficult. So we cannot do that one. This is beyond our power also. But somehow we are just wandering over there. And one day he becomes so frustrated that he decided that he is going to end his life. And he came to one Devi temple and there was one fire sacrifice was going on. He was about to enter into the fire. So during that time, the Devi, she appeared. She told that, you don't worry. Your problems will be getting solved. In 2-3 days, your father will send some of the ministers and you will again become the king over there. But he told, but I am the Chandala now. Then Devi told that, don't worry. Now I will remove your Chandalatva also. And in 2 days, all the ministers of his father, they came because now this Trayaruna, he was about to die. He was bedridden because he wanted to continue and almost the 12 years was also over, which was the time given by this Vasishtha Rishi. Again, this Trishanku came over there and he became the king over there and Trayarun left his body. And afterwards, when he becomes the king, he was ruling like a very nice Kshatriya. All people are very, very nice and very happily everyone is living in the Ayodhya. But again, because he has got this abnormal psychology, again, one day he thought that whatever the things or the pleasures I am getting over in this earthly planet, this is not sufficient. I wanted to have the Swarga Sukh. And he was thinking that I will go with the same body to the Swarga and I will enjoy over there. So that's why first he approached his Kula Guru, Vasishtha only. He told that I have this idea that somehow you have to do some yajna so that you can just raise me to the Swarga and I will go and I will have nice time over there. But Vasishtha, he becomes very furious. He told, you show me all the Dharma Shastras, Puranas, Itihasas. In any of the Shastras, it is not written. Whatever your desire is there, that is against the will of all the scriptures. So this is not possible. Then this Trishanku thought, okay, now this is not possible with him. Now I will go to his sons, Vasishtha's sons. He again approached Vasishtha's sons. And he told all these things. They become more furious. They are also telling that this is not possible. How can this will be possible? And ultimately, Vasishtha also came over there and he asked, what is going on? Then they told that this personality is pushing us that we have to do some yajna so that he can be with the same mortal body, he can go to the Swarga. But this is again, so we are just telling him. Then Vasishtha became more furious. And he told that, your thinking is like again the Chandala. So you again become Chandala. So this person now again becomes the Chandala. When the person becomes the Chandala, he cannot become the king. So again he has to vacate the place. Again he went into the forest. And when he went to the forest, again he was starting, asking all the people, so please again remove my Chandalatva and all these things. So in between, during this time, what happens? Our Vishwamitra, he went to the southern direction. He finished all his austerities and he came back. And he came back and he could understand that his family is living in Ayodhya now. So he came to Ayodhya and he asked that how are all you people are doing? So she narrated all the stories, how this Trishanku helped them during the 12 years of the drought. So now Vishwamitra becomes very happy. And he asked, where is this Trishanku now? And she all narrated that because of the Vasishtha, he got cursed. Now he got the chance now. That now he can do something with the Vasishtha also. Because the enemy's enemy is always the friend. Then he asked, Vishwamitra asked his wife, now where this Trishanku is living? She told that now he is living in Ambavan. There is the Amba Mata Mandir. So he was living over there. So Vishwamitra straight away came to this Ambavan and he saw Trishanku. And Trishanku could understand that this is the great personality Vishwamitra. Then before he asking anything, Vishwamitra only told, don't worry son, I am going to do whatever your desire is there. I am going to fulfill your desire. I know that you wanted to go with the same mortal body to the Swarga. So I will see that you will get, your visa will be stamped and you will get the passport to go to the Swarga. Don't worry about that. Now because they have to start the sacrifice, so because only one person cannot do the sacrifice, so the Vishwamitra, he sent so many invitations all over the planet so that all the Brahmanas can come over there and they can participate in this historical sacrifice over there. But because this is the Yajna, which is against the rituals and all these things, none of the Brahmanas came for that one. But anyway, the Vishwamitra, he is a Rajo, he is a Kshatriya. He told, he is not going to step back. He told, don't worry, we will start the Yajna. And you are the Yajamana and I am the Agnihotri. So you can just understand what kind of sacrifice is there, where the Yajamana is the Chandala and the Agnihotri is the Kshatriya. What is going to be the result of such a type of sacrifice over there? Because the scriptures explain this Rajasuya Yajna or the Ashwamedha Yajna, which will be only done by the Kshatriyas. And there is a Soma Yajna, which only has to be done by the Brahmanas. But here, this is a very strange combination over here. So there was one famous chief minister of Andhra Pradesh. And he also thought that he also wanted to do Ashwamedha. Because he was a superstar in his previous life. And his name was also connected to Rama. And he thought that in Ramayana, Ram also did Ashwamedha Yajna, and why not me? So because of that, he told so many of the Brahmins in Andhra Pradesh, so please come and we shall have this Ashwamedha Yajna. All Brahmins came and they told, that is okay, Ashwamedha Yajna, but Ashwamedha Yajna has to be done by the person who is born in a royal family. You may be the ruler by some good luck, but you are not belonging to the royal class. So because of that, we cannot do that. So ultimately, the plan was removed. So here this Yajna was started. The Vishwamitra, he was not the person who is going to give up. And he started all the mantras and the Yajna started. And when it was about the time that now this Trishanku has to be put in the lift of this Swarga, so he told them, now this is the time, now you be ready. And he started chanting mantras and this Trishanku, he was with his own chandala body, he started raising up and up and up. And at last he came at the border or the Swarga Dwar. And there are also two Dwarpals of the Devatas. And they saw that this Chandala, he wanted to enter inside the Swarga Loka. So they became very frightened. They immediately ran to Devendra and informed that such and such terrorist, he wanted to enter inside. So he becomes very furious. He also came and he saw this Trishanku, he wanted to enter. So he removed his Vajrayuda, thunderbolt, and he struck over on the head of this Trishanku. And he was just coming down. He is pushing him from the above. And he was upside down and he was just coming down. And during that time, he becomes very much frightened. And he was calling, Oh Vishwamitra, what is happening? I am just coming down, so please help me. And now he is like in between. So sometimes if you are going in the lift, so sometimes the lift got stuck in between. Neither on that floor or this floor. So that was the position of this Trishanku. Here this Indra, he is pushing from upwards, and this person, Vishwamitra, he is not let him down. So he was in the in between, just hanging in the sky. So when Vishwamitra saw this, he becomes more furious. He told, okay, if you are not giving him the visa to this your state, then I am going to create another state. He took some water and he started chanting the mantra, and he created something called as a Trishanku Swarga over there. So nowadays also we will see there are so many scientists and so many people, they also wanted to do some invention like this only, which are contrary to the regular or the natural principles. So in Russia they found out they manufactured or discovered one vegetable. On top it looks like a potato and bottom it looks like a tomato. Therefore they gave the name of this new one as pomato. So such type of all inventions, they are like this Vishwamitra Srishti. They are all against. They are all against the natural rules of the nature. So anyway, the such thing is happening. But Vishwamitra's anger, it did not subside. So he was thinking that he has to do something more. Then he wanted to take revenge on the Indra. So he wanted to make another Indra and another 33 crore sets of demigods in his own swarga. And during that time, all the devatas, they become frightened. Ultimately, they went to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji came over there and he pacified Vishwamitra. He is telling Vishwamitra, what is the purpose of your sacrifice? He told that, I wanted to uplift this Trishanku. That is already done. Then you don't come into my work. All this creation is my work. So you please be pacified. please don't go beyond your own limits. Then he becomes quite pacified. Then whatever the things are there, the Trishanku, he was there for some time. Again he came back to Ayodhya. And now it was, he thought that now he also become quite old and he wanted to vacate the place, the royal place. And he has got one good son. His name was Harishchandra, who was the renowned Satya Harishchandra. Like Hiranyakashipu got Prahlad Maharaj. So similarly this Harishchandra also come from this personality, the Trishanku. Then later Harishchandra become the king of this Ayodhya. And he married to the daughter of Sibi. Her name was Chandramati. But after the marriage, for a long time, they did not get any sons. So again, there was a problem. Then Harishchandra, he came to Vasishta and he asked that now there is no descendants to continue the lineage over here. So what I have to do? Then Vasishta told that now you have to go to the forest on the banks of such river and you have to please Varuna Dev. And this is the Varuna mantra you have to chant. Then when he will be pleased, then you will get a son who will become a Chakravarti. Then he told, okay. So when Vishwamitra heard this, that Vasishta is giving some suggestion to Harishchandra, he becomes quite angry. Because he was thinking that when his father was in a problem, during that time Vasishta did not help him. He came to me when the problems were there. So but why this Harishchandra is not coming to me? But anyway, he could not do anything, so he kept quiet during that time. Then Harishchandra went on the banks and he started doing the worship of Varunadev, and Varunadev pleased him and he told him that now you will get a very nice son, but you have to give something to me. Then Harishchandra, he was in a joy or whatever state was there, he told that whatever the son will come, then I will sacrifice that son to you only. So that was the boon he gave to this Varunadev. And Varunadev told, okay, first you get the son, later I will come. Then after 1 year, he got the son whose name was Rohitashva. And again, as per the condition, the Varunadev came because he wanted to take the son back. Then Harishchandra got attracted to his son. He told that now, abhi iska janam hua hai. After 1 year, you can come. So like this, every time, whenever the Varuna used to come, he used to tell that you come later. So like that, almost 11 years have elapsed. And at the 11th year, it was supposed to do Upanayana Samskar, the thread ceremony. So during that time, Varunadev came and he asked that, now I want your son. He told that, don't worry, when the 11th year will be completed, I will give that one. But when the 11th year of this person, this Rohitashva, it was about to finish, on just one night before that one, somebody told him that the next day, when your Upanayana Samskar is there, so during that time, you will be sacrificed to this Varunadev. So when this boy come to know that, in the night only he ran away from that place. And the next day morning Varunadev came to Harishchandra. He told, now Bhikshandehi, I wanted your son. So he becomes in a very dilemma. Again he came to Vasishta and he told, no, this is the situation. My son Rohitashva, he ran away and I have to fulfill the desire of the Varunadev. Then Vasishta, he told to him, according to Shastra, there are 10 types of sons. And one type of son is you just purchase one boy from the Brahmana community and you can sacrifice that one. He is also considered to be the son, because your son is not there, that you have to do now. Then he told to the minister that you go all over the planet and search for any Brahmana son, because during that time those people, they are really the Brahmanas. So none of the Brahmana was ready to give the son to this the ministers. But there was one person, one Brahmana, whose name was Ajigartha. This Ajigartha, he told, okay, I will give. He has got three sons, but the Ajigartha was telling that I cannot give the elder son, because he will be needed for all the Antim Samskara and all these things. And the elder son, he was the very pet of the mother, and ultimately left was the middle person. Whose name was Shunashepa. The Shuna means the dog, but one may wonder that why one should give the dog's name to the personalities over there. Maybe in nowadays one may call as a doggy. But this was the civilization of the cultured people. So why they call this Shuna? Generally, if you see, they give very name of the renowned people, well-known people, to their children and all those people. But here the dog's name is also given. But actually this dog's name, this represents, there was one dog in the Devalok also, Swarga. So that is called as Devashuni, and its name is Sarama. It has got a very peculiar property that wherever the Vedas are there, it can just find out. Like our dogs, they can find out where the chore is. So similarly, this Devashuni, it has got the power that it can understand where the Vedas are. And not only that, sometimes if you are reading the Shastras repeatedly, you will get more and more understandings. So those more understandings will be given by this dog. This is called as Devashuni. So this is such an exalted personality. So that's why the people used to give the name like this Shuna. That's why our Shaunaka Muni, this Shaunaka Muni is the son of Shunaka. That's why he got this Shunaka name also. Because this Shunaka or Shaunaka, these are the people who can understand the inner meanings of the Vedas, because these are representing that Devashuni. So that's why this Shunashepa name is there. So the Shunashepa, he was being taken because Ajigartha was ready. He had been given some 100 cows and the trade was finished, and he was carrying. And when this person was carrying with the rope in his neck, so he was a very small boy, he was just crying. It is something like sometimes the kids don't want to go to school, but the mother dragged them, and they are just crying and crying. So the similar situation was there. So when they were just crossing the Pushkar, during that time, this boy saw one person who was sitting over there. So when he saw that person, he becomes very happy, and he just told him, "Mama, mujhe bachao." Oh, uncle, please save me. The personality who was sitting over there, he has a connection with this boy. So this, as I told you, that Gadhi Maharaja, he has got two children. One is this Vishwamitra, and the second is this Satyavati. This Satyavati is married to this Ajigartha. That means the Vishwamitra has again the connection. No, again he will come now. In that relation, this person is the mama. And the personality who he is calling is the Vishwamitra, who was in the meditation. He told, he was crying, and when Vishwamitra opened his eyes, he could understand that he is my son-in-law. And what is the problem? There is much problem and he is crying. So he becomes very furious. And he came and he asked, what is going on? So he told what the things are happening. All the ministers, they explained to him. So he becomes very furious. And he told, okay, I will also come with you to Ayodhya. Let us see what will happen. So they came, and all the Varuna Puja, all paraphernalia was ready, and he was about to sacrifice this boy, and Harishchandra was also there, and Vishwamitra came over there, and Vishwamitra becomes very furious, because he may be wanting to do some slaughtering, but somehow, or bad luck or good luck, his son-in-law is supposed to be sacrificed over there. So he again becomes very furious on Vasishta. This all started because of the Vasishta only. So that's why he started cursing Vasishta. But anyway, this was the peak time, and Harishchandra told that, no, I cannot do anything now. Because he could not give this son to the Varuna, so because of that he got one disease called as Mahodara Roga. This Mahodara Roga means his stomach will be completely filled with always water. So he was telling that I am suffering from this disease, so I have to fulfill this desire, otherwise I will die. But now this Vishwamitra could understand that there is no... There is nothing that if I just argue with this person, that is not going to happen. So he came again to this Shunashepa and he told, there is only one thing that is going to help you. And in his ear he told some mantra. When you are about to be sacrificed, this is the Varuna mantra. You just chant this mantra, then you will be saved. And he was about to be sacrificed. So during that time he chanted the Varuna mantra. Varuna appeared and Varuna told, don't kill him. I am just satisfied with all these things. So just leave him. And the yajna was just completed and all the people, they started going here and there. But again there was a problem. So this personality, Shunashepa, he was there. So he was like, now Gita course, day one. Who am I? Abhi bhai kaha jao? Who is my father? And there are so many pandits. They all came and there are three groups. They are just discussing. Some people, they are telling that he is original father, Ajigartha. He should be the father. He should go there. Second person, they are telling, no, the Harishchandra should be the father because he purchased him. So he should go to him. And the other people are telling, no, he was supposed to sacrifice to Varuna. So he should be the father. So he should go to him. So many people are just telling this and that. And there was a big hassle. And ultimately the report went to Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni came over there. And he told all the pandits, please keep quiet. I will give the judgment. And he told, the first candidate is Ajigartha. He cannot be his father. Why? Because he already sold that personality. If once sold, cannot be taken back, the goods. So he cannot be the father. He cannot be the father. Then the second candidate, that is the Harishchandra. The duty of the father is to protect the son. But this personality wanted to kill the son. So that's why he cannot become the father. Then the third candidate is the Varunadev. But Varunadev has nothing to do with this boy. Because whenever you chant or please the demigods, that is their duty, that they have to come and they have to fulfill the desires. So in that sense, Varuna just came over there because he chanted the mantras of that one. Then again, there was a turmoil. All the people are thinking, what will happen? Again, he was thinking, who am I? And then this Varishishta, he gave his final verdict that only Vishwamitra is his father. Although there is a rivalry between these two, but he was always very compassionate or very much friendly to the Vishwamitra because he is a truly Brahmana. And he told, because of the Vishwamitra, he received the Kaal mantra, the mantra in his ear. That's why that is the process, that how one person becomes Vija. That's why now this his guru, he saved his life. So because of that, he has the complete proprietorship over this personality. Therefore, only Vishwamitra, his maternal uncle, is his father. Then the court was adjourned and he was taken to, he went with the Vishwamitra to his ashram. So this was the thing, that again there are so many incidents, they continued between the Vishwamitra and Vasishta. There is not much time to tell. So because of that, now Parikshit Maharaj is thinking that I am also like a Kshatra Bandhu. Whether I am the Kshatra Bandhu, that was the dilemma for him. Now he is sitting over there and he has got very less time, maybe 2-3 days to go back home, back to Godhead. So that was, he was just wondering over there. But next, Prabhupada is telling that anyway the story is going to continue. Our Shukadeva Goswami, he will come out of this Leela Samadhi and again the Krishna Kathamrita will just continue and he will forget all the things what he was thinking about that one. We will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.